wonder what this is the why. So, over again, the report for me tells, Shechod or Misaleches Adonim. So, in other words, so on one hand we say that after the Ines Abesetes pays, she doesn't even have to make a bidding. She doesn't even have to make a bidding. And furthermore, even the Gemara says, we learned that Gemara, that even according to Mandoma the first is the Raisa, even according to Mandoma the first is the Raisa. So, even according to Mandoma the first is the Raisa. So, please. No, please. Don't explain here. Please. So, even according to Mandoma, best is the Raisa. So, why is she in the Chodah? Why is she in the state of Chodah? So then, so she's not expected to have any real doubt. So, Mele, even though she didn't make it, so, even the Mandoma, and then the Yisma, Elino, has passed by, so he's allowed to be born. Why? Because there is a presumption that an account of the state of terror that overtakes her, so then, so she will not have the Riyadah. And that was, I mean, demonstrated by the women, that 95% of the Jewish women in the concentration camp, in the course of 3 years, did not have a period in once. I mean, 95% of these women. So, because Chavodon is Alekes Adon, but still, the Torah says, that's only after the Inisabeset of Kesvai. Mashiach came to be born, some of the rest, no? Even in the state of Chavodon, in the concentration camp, is also. Why? Because Tashmish might have the effect of relaxing her and temporarily eliminate the terror. So it would be the same way as if she had been liberated from concentration camp. So because of that, so it's also lovely or other song for that. Vidav kehanu, avokonche da'omeshi, diabesto, asira chitite, umiyu, in what go, in other words, lechatchile. So she has to make a bikin. Even though in the Ines Abeset she didn't make a bikin, but let's say the Ines Abeset is 25th day, and now it's the 28th. She makes a bikin on the 28th. It's mutalavu. In Mudalak, who preaches and prays of the best of any of the Tashmish, I will not have a shock of the Kedidom. There are some machines that have, but the Torah Shikhi is that some of the best of the only implies in Israel Tashmish. But Chile Gosso, not Tashmish, is not. I need to be there to read the Kedish, they have some of the best of the Asian in the Afilo Tashmish Hyrule. Why? Because the Israel of some of the best of is only the Rabbonah. So the Chachamim need a special dispensation. The Chamutam period should also be taken with Tashmish. And with the Ritzah, because Chamutam Paschal sits in Rosh Hashanah. V'l'chashinon Shem Yomer, v'l'chashinon Shem Yomer. Habo min ha-derev v'chein ha-shem ish, ki b'yom yidi ha-isvesto, so lo v'lero, ad shim shoreno. Nimshol ha-midein, v'chosok ki yidi ha-isvesto. Istamein o shim shim yeim, v'osok ki shim shim yeim ha-shem yeim. V'amen lo ha-mulim shol isho ha-chara v'eset ha-chim yimor ha-lo-lerem. Ha-chara shiyo ki shim tuchal vidyo. Ha-mulim shol ha-chara vidyo shiyo shim tuchal vidyo, bo-erom mitzol chmishe. V'minei ho yishen lo bintan v'minero. V'afir lo isho shetol chmishenu, kosa v'chash v'dav kashim ishmo v'eset v'yom l'chud. Avon yeish lo v'eset. With Yom Kippur, that's called Veset Avoka. So in other words, that's the combination of Yomi and Kippur. Kippur goes back to Kippur. It means any kind of experience, exercise, or any other kind of experience, or walking, you know, for a long time. So in other words, some women will have the Veset every 25th day. They'll do a lot of walking, but. So, not on the 25th day, they can walk the whole day, the whole night, you know, not every day. But on the 25th day, if they walk for an hour, they'll have a period. That's a Veset Amot. So, suppose, the Rashba says, when do we say that if a woman has a Veset Kavua, And it's already the 25th day passed, and then the husband returned. And the husband returned after the 25th day, so he's not allowed to be born until he asks her, and she makes it quicker, and so on. That is only if so he's also lovable unless he chose 7 days after his blessing. So the husband says, that's only Shish Lobes to Yom Yehud.
What?
She, let's say, is the 25th day, and now is the 27th day. So naturally, he's also Lobby Allah. Mashiach came if he has a vessel of the Yom Yehud, he says, in other words, only every 25th day she jump 10 times. So now it's the 27th day, and she didn't jump on the 25th day. So the male wife, so it's not Lobby Allah. Because it's contingent upon two factors, the expiration of a certain number of days plus a certain experience. That experience did not take place, so it is just as if the 25th day has not arrived. Kim Shabes has told him, I say, anymore, going up to the last, yes, what is it?
Is it a feeling?
No, it's insulting, it will happen. Because of pain. יש לו בסך של לפוסי עדיין שלוש פעמים והוא פוחס מי בבינס כי אם שרוע עשו מחפאים בחליץ את זה אף על פי שלו בוט פה כי אם שלו ירגיש עבודם היא סתאים עוד לא יפתיע so in other words if she has a בסך של לפוסי עדיין שלוש פעמים and הוא פוחס מי בבינס so כי אם שלו ירגיש עבודם היא סתאים עוד לא יפתיע in other words this aloha that we say that if a woman has a beset, let's say the 25th, and the beset can be ima beset is passed by, so now is the 27th day, so he's allowed to be born, but she has to make it this first. That's only if she has a beset for Ruach on the 25th day. Mm-hmm. But suppose she doesn't have a beset for Ruach on the 25th day, but the beset changed to Ruach on the 25th day. Now is the 27th day, so then, she doesn't, she's put a lobby around without making them.
Shumem and Nida, in Nida, Beis of Eight of Shumem, Beis, July Shirlana test in Nida continued, but now Skusin Yerodea, Aleph Lav Hei Tov Shin Mem Bei, July 21st, 1982, on Wednesday continued.
So we go to the Chesed, maybe she had Agoshe, but Agoshe that was merged in the Agoshe of somebody else, maybe she had a minute, a mild menstrual flow while she was passing water. So maybe she attributed the Agoshe. She attributed the Agoshe of Miftah. She attributed the Agoshe to some other experience. We don't. So, in other words, we don't have to do the chesed there, because that's also unusual. When usually, when a woman has a menstrual flow, she does have some sort of agoshe, and she feels that agoshe, since she's not aware of any agoshe, so that's an ayah that she did not have. Masha'im came, that's why the husband is allowed to be born out. Acharon's vessel. Masha'im came, Kevna vessel. Even if it's a 25th day, he's not allowed to be born out, because maybe she'll be paid a speed on the midst of the Tashmish, and they'll both be Yichshu and Yisaporis. So, this is how the Orchid is. And the Orchid explanation is so reasonable. I mean, it's much more acceptable, I mean, more reasonable than the little Buddhist shop. Even though, I mean, the Buddhist says makes good sense, but what the Orchid, the explanation of the Orchid is much better. Anyway, so there's an Orchid change. Whether the Misa, according to Mandoma, that blesses the Rabbanon, and we pass on another blessed Rabbanon, whether the Misa of the Dechiyu for being paid in some of the Vesta is also the Rabbanon, and the Roshi is an Asmachte, or, so the Sheep of the Raimu is, and that appears to be the Pesach of Shachanon, that it's an Asmachte. The Sheep of Rabbanon is the Rayoshon is, that it is the Raisi. What is the Sheep of Sarampa? It's not clear. It's not clear. The Chaim is here in the same time. The Shittas Rambam means it's an asmach. It's an asmach. But the not is the Isra of an asmach. But the Droshi is a Droshi Gmure. The Chalei Shem Vesas is a Droshi Gmure. Masha'im can be Isra, that's only asmach. But it's very likely that some say the Shittas Rambam is like a Metam. And I think that Pashas Roshan Rambam means that it's a Roshan Moreh. It's a Nisa Mirazim. All right, but anyway, whatever the Shittas Rambam means, there is a Machlok Roshan. So it's only a Chlif Pesmi Menor in Lachas. In Hubiyei. So what is the Chiyuv of being Peres? So Mechodesto, in Hubiyei, Pesmi Menor in Sayem Kulei. Afi Yuna Beset Yisekne, Umutam Yadu Lai Roshan Achor. Vichem Yuna Bitchlo Sefe Tiskola Yeyu Umutakor Lai Roshan Rifono. וכן אדון מובלילו, כניס כל הלילו, ומודביין של יפול נהוג לאחר. בין שקובו בסת לשאול שבו אמרו את המחתי. So, the shite of the Shachanor and the probably of the tour that it's not smart. So, some of the best story is only in the Rabbanon. But, with the Rabbanon, it's also there, not only a myth by a Misho who has a Vesit Kogua, even a Misho who has a Vesit Shemi Kogua. So, it's almost also there. Of course, the Rishayim will say that some of the best is that Roshi Gimura and some of the right say, let's say Ramadan, to only apply to a woman who has a Vesit Kavua. Masha'im, if a woman doesn't have a Vesit Kavua, a Vesit Sheni Kavua, then all the Rishayim will agree that it's not just some of the right. It's not just some of the right. Now, so we have the Sheet of the Rayot is that it's Rasmah. And the Sheet of the Rayot and the Rashbon is it's Rasmah. And some of the best of the right is good. Some of the best of the rice is good. Then the shite of Ramatam is that some of the best is with the rice oil. That means the whole day or the whole night. If the Enes HaBeset is in the daytime, So then she says, so he has to be cleansed in the right day, in the daytime. If Dainas Abese is in the night time, so he has to be cleansed the night time, in the right. Now there are two Rishonim. There are two Rishonim who have a special shita. One shita is the shita of the Rome of the Rabbis. The Rome of the Rabbis. The shita of the Rome of the Rabbis is, you see, why do you, so many Rishonim say that it's only Asma? Not so much because of the Kasha. Since we passed investments in Avonon, some Mele, so just as Ephraim is a vessel. If she didn't, even though she didn't make it. So she has no source of the verification that she didn't see any doubt. So still she is allowed to fall subsequent to the Isabel. So Mele, why should it be yourself to be born or king of the vessel? The Achrayim mentioned that fire. But the Shekhin don't base that upon this fire, because this itself is no fire, because we could simply distinguish the Halacha of Vestis the Rabbonon vis-a-vis La'achar HaVeseh. So they only say, the fact, as the Orach HaShulchan says, the fact that she is not aware of any Avoshe, that itself is the source of the riot, of the presumption that she didn't have any Vishta. Because had she had any Vishta, she would have felt it. And Mashiach came, some of the Vishta also out. So maybe she would be famously go in the midst of the task. So, but the Rishayim, the reason is why so many Rishayim say that it's Nasmachta. Why should anyone say it's Nasmachta? The answer is because of the loving moments that if somebody is here from there, he is not here to be taken to this day. Some of the best of it. Shenema, your doctor can show them all that hope, and for capital and back of the Messiah. So this is the more you want it. That's how much really is, how much you want. So the question is, if it's on the right side, how can it be in this day, if it's here from there? If it's on the Rabbanon, so the Chachom may be in this message. In regard to someone who is going down the trip. Mashiach came if it's an Israelite, how could the Mute, how would that be someone who is Israelite? That's the right why so many of the Shemim say that it's only a smile. Not because we passed in the Sun Rabbon, because they are dealing with something else, as though Hashem on distinguishes, but because of that demon. So, what does Ramatam say? Ramatam says that it's the Isaac. So, Ramatam says, that when the woman says that I tell you to the letter, so it's not clear if he was each day, he doesn't mean Tashmish, he's still a chibur. He has to show her culture, perfection, not Tashmish. Tashmish is also in the eyes. That's what Rambam does. That's what Rambam does. Now, the Ramah, the Ritual Shuas, the second day, mentions Rambam Shite, mentions the Ramah Shite. The Ramah also holds that the initial of some of the best stories and the rights is in Rosh Hashanah and in Esmach. So how can we reconcile this halacha that the Nisan Rai said to be born rich to some of the best stories with the more in the bombers that is higher dictating as each day some of the best stories? Some of the best stories. So he says some of the best stories doesn't mean when the day or the night when she expects to sit down. But some of the best really means that the night of the truth. It's a strange chat. Usually some of the best means the day or the night when she expects to have a period. But the Ramah says it means the night of the period. Night, so we're not dealing with the moment is not even dealing. In other words, is not even doing so. What does it mean? It means if somebody, in other words, if somebody is not into other, so it's not mechuyev. It's not imperative or convenient to go out ishke, to be taken as ishke, mamish after the trip. But if he expects to go away on the trip, so then he has an avera. If he goes away on the trip and he's not taking the siege, then right after the trip. this is how the Ramah, this is how the Ramah explained it. Anyway, so these are the Shemim who hold that it's in Roshe, it's in Roshe Gimel. Now, then, there are two Shemim who say it's in Roshe Gimel. But how do they reconcile this with the Gemara that is Chayav Rishi is Shite? So there are two Shemim. One Shite is the Shite of the whole Imelech HaBayis. The Shite of the whole Imelech HaBayis is as follows. That neither is it Roshe Gemara, but Mitzad, with the Raise, it's only Osea. From the moment of the Beset until the end of the day, or the end of the night. For example, let's say she has a Beset. She sees down every 25th day at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's her Beset. At 10 o'clock in the morning. So then, Midrash says, this is what the horse says. Midrash says, so she's a soul. He's not here to place within half an hour of 10 o'clock, that means from 9:30 till the end of the day. Or, if the Ines Abeset is, let's say, at 10 o'clock at night, at 10 o'clock at night, at 10 o'clock at night. So then the right say is Mahuya Tiffany's from 9:30 p.m. till the Netzachama of the morning. But from the beginning of the day up to 9:30, or from the beginning of the night up to 9:30, so then he's Mutawali. But with the Rabbono, he's also a Lobby Oleo. With Rabbonon is also Lobby Oleo, the whole day or the whole night. Now, this is what the host Mashiach, so now it's important to all, it's also the Raisi, from half an hour prior to the moment of the Beset, let's say she has a certain moment of Beset. So half an hour prior, up to the end of the Ines HaBeset, up to the end of the day or up to the end of the night. Mashiach is a ritual in the name of the Ramban, he mentions a similar shite, but not, a little less. In other words, it means, according to the Ramban, the way the Ramban is a tradition in the Tzotim that he mentioned, with the ritual mentions that in his name, the ritual is worse. That if the Rai say is only also lovely, or let's say, the same example, if the woman has a message for Ruah at 10 o'clock in the morning, at 10 o'clock in the morning. So some of the best from the Rai say is also lovely, or from 9:30 till 10:30. What's the shiur of half an hour? Half an hour is considered the mashiach. That's all we see, because if the woman has a message for Ruah, so, all right, she has a message for Ruah at 10 o'clock. But sometimes, you know, So it might not be exact. So she has to finish it with the ice. We didn't have an hour later, and we didn't have an hour subsequent. But the insert to be bothered prior to 9:30 and subsequent to 10:30, that's all we know. So these are the shifts of the anyway. So the thinking we will be closing the famous for IA. ומודה כל הלילה שלפונו, וכן הדין מינו בלילה, פרס כל הלילה ומודה בלילים שלפונו, ולאחר, בין שקובע וסת, ומודה בלילים שלפונו, ולאחר בין שקובע וסת בשלוש פונים, אוי מפנח. But of course, that goes without saying, according to all the things. If she doesn't have a vessel for a while, if she didn't have the day on certain time, certain hour, three times, or four times, so just once or twice, then certainly of the Osea Midrabo. Now then there is the Shite of the Rabon and the Abiyosa. But we don't pass by that. However, the Meshikim, the Shah, the Taz, they all mention. You see, most the Shemin say that Ines HaBeset means the daylight or the night. Suppose now, let's say, the equinox day, so the day consists of Prahlad, it cannot consider Prahlad. But let's say, suppose it's Tevez, so the nights are very long and the days are very short. Suppose it's Tammuz, so the days are very long and the nights are very short. So according to most Shemim, the Inner Sabbath, which is a Surah on the Bailor, is only the night of the day, daylight. In other words, if the Inner Sabbath is on the night of the 25th, and the 25th happens to be, let's say, in the summertime, so that you only are sure of the night, even though the night consists of 8 hours. And even if it is, let's say, in the wintertime, and the Inner Sabbath is in the night, and the night consists, let's say, of 16 hours, so you are sure of the whole night for 16 hours. It's not 12-hour period every day in the year, whether it's Tevez or Tammuz or Nisan or Tishrei. That's the sheet of Moshe. However, the sheet of the Rabboni, the sheet of the Yosef and the Rabboni is no. That here is always 12 hours. Here is always 12 hours. In other words, that even suppose she has an Inner Sabbath, let's say, on the 5th of Tevez, on the 5th of the month, and it's the 5th, it is winter time. So, it's the 5th of Tevez. So, in Tevez, so let's say, the night begins, let's say, at 4 o'clock. And it ends, the night begins at 4 o'clock. And it ends, let's say, at 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock in the morning. So, she's not, according to most Christians, she's not sitting the whole night. She's not sitting the whole night. According to the Yosef and the Rabbon, she is only Yosef 12 hours. But the question is, which 12 hours? The Rabbon and the Yosef, they say 12 hours. When it is Aruki 12 hours, and it is Yiddish 12 hours, and in Lelitim, Tammuz Achtzoni, it's 12 hours, it's always 12 hours. But the Rabbon and the Yosef don't explain how are the 12 hours to be reckoned according to the Rabbon and the Yosef. So we had so many sheets. So we have two pshat in the tradition. The first pshat in the tradition is, and that's I think the most reasonable pshat. I mean, it's most logical. The first portion in the tradition, and the shach in the tradition. The shach in Simon Pidale, in the shach he doesn't discuss it. He discusses it primarily in the tradition. In the tradition. So according to the first portion in the tradition, and the Shachin with the Sakeset, so the 12 hours are reckoned from 6 to 6. From 6 to 6. In other words, if her Inner Sabbath is in the night time, so even in the Lelei Tammuz Haktzorim, in the Lelei Tammuz Haktzorim, the lady comes up talking, let's say, in the night begins, let's say, at 8 o'clock. So she is a solemn violent from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And if the Inner Sabbath, let's say, is in the daytime, so even in the Yimei Tevez Haktzorim, in Yimei Tevez Haktzorim it's from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the same thing is true, let's say, in Tammuz. So she's not a Sur. If it's in daytime, so even though the day consists, the daylight part of the day consists, let's say, of 16 hours, not of 12 hours, so she's only a soul from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, even though Shkia is at 9 p.m. So she's already in the class. That's the first Roshi in the Tisha and the Shach in the Tisha. And that's the most reasonable Shach. The Taz has another Shach. The Taz says that the Kodesh Rabbon and Abi also. So we add. So we consider 6 hours prior to the Inner Sabbath and 6 hours subsequent to the Inner Sabbath. Suppose Deus Abhisit means, let's say, at 10 in the morning. 10 a.m. in the morning. So then she's a soul body. 6 hours before 10 a.m. In other words, from 4 a.m. from 4 a.m. and then till 4 p.m. 4 p.m. Suppose the Deus Abhisit. Suppose the Deus Abhisit is 10 o'clock at night. So again, so 10 o'clock at night, so in 6 hours from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's the Tash. Why the Tash says that, I don't know. The Shach's Shach in the first portion in the Tish, I understand. Because in the next day, let's say the equator. So the day and the night always begins at 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. So the melee, here we have to reckon it as it is, in the same way as it is in the Kabbashah. I understand why the Tash says 6 hours before they move into the blessing and 6 hours subsequent, I don't know why. But that's how the Tash understands the Sheet of the Rabbon and Abiyos. Then there is the first washing. Then there is the second washing in the Tashah, which the Shach rejects outright. The second Pshat in the first Pshat in the Pisha is from 66. That Pshat the Shach accepts. The second Roshan in the Pisha is not from 66, but from 12 to 12. From 12 to 12. I mean, that's the way it is, you know, among the disabled. So, I mean, it's considered from 12 to 12. You see, the night, the day begins, you know, at 12 midnight in their calculations. So, this is the second washing in the Buddhist Akesa. In other words, according to the Yosef and the Rabbon, so he reckoned the 12 hours from 12 to 12. So, if the woman is revealed to sit down, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, so she's a soul by law from 12 a.m. of the day until 12 p.m. If she's in the middle of the day, let's say at 9 o'clock at night, so she's a soul by law from 12 p.m. before that night until 12 a.m. 3 hours after the exam. I mean, that is the second washing of the And then there is the Chasam Sefer in Shuve Kufayim Kes. The Chasam Sefer is in Shuve Sif Kufayim Kes. I mean, Sif Kufayim Kes. So you see, he says, a call to the Rabbon, and also. So the 12 hours means 12 hours prior to the Elizabeth. Prior to the Elizabeth, that means that if she's a zero relays, let's say, at 10 o'clock in the morning, so she's a soul barrier as of 10 o'clock at night before. Now, according to the Mishlimo, that's the Aboy of the Zero. And the Rabbon, he says the same thing, but where is the Rats, and that's a very simple time test, says that it means the 12 hours before to the moment of the blessed. So the Mishlema says the 12 hours after. In other words, if she's the dual leaders, at 10 o'clock in the morning, so then she's a solar Bible from 10 o'clock in the morning till the 10 o'clock at night after. Why one says that way, one says that way, I really don't understand. The only shot I understand is the first portion in the Kodisha and the Shach in the Kodesh HaKeset. The Shach in the Kodesh HaKeset. But Abba Boruch in that Kodesh HaKeset, in our sin. So the Shach mentions one thing that is contrary to all the Shittas HaKeset. But the Shach says it that way. And it's on the basis of that Shach in the Kodesh HaKeset. That's Rabbi Yaakov Feldman, and the Tarareo, and Mishkeles Yaakov, they say contrary to the Rambam and the Oderishim. The Rambam down the road of Hashem and say that in regard to Zmanim of choice of Kriya Shema and Kilo, so it's Manis, naturally, in other words. But from the Shach and Kriya Sakeset and our Simon, it appears you go over the Shach and Kriya Sakeset, you see that the Zman Krishna, now that should not be mentioned because it might present the difference, but the Shach and Kriya Sakeset appears to be saying that the Zman Krishna is always 9 years. In other words, even let's say in the long summer days, in the long summer days, now let's say today, so Zman Krishna I think was 13:09, because it's daylight saving time, but actually it was 13 the Shabbos, it was 30 minutes, the Zman Krishna of the law was 30 minutes at the latest, standard time. But according to the Shach and Kriya Sakeset, each of us, and we always figure it out as in Equinox time, a bit later. So in other words, so how is it? It's there, it's 12 hours. So then, the Zman Krishna certainly a bit later is always at 9 a.m. So it's always like that. In the short winter days, in the long summer days, so it's always. And in Eastern Tishrei, it's always at 9 a.m. Anyway, so the Shach in the first portion of Tishrei is 7. But the other Shachim, 6 hours before, the Taskra, 6 hours after. I don't understand the logic. But anyway, I mentioned all the Shachim. So we have two Shachim in Tishrei, and the Shach is like the first portion. So that's one Shach, and then we have the Task Shach, so two Shachim, and then we have the second pshat in the Rishon, so three pshatim. Then we have the Chasam-Seifas pshat, so four pshatim, and then we have the Rishon pshat, so it's five pshat. All right. Anyway, because of Asbo, Bamet lo amurim deyo alu betano. In other words, if a girl has not reached puberty as yet, even though she already had menstrual flow, but she's still a tana. She's not 12 years old. She's 11 years old, but she already had the menstrual flow. So like this, even they all had the menstrual flow, even though she wasn't conveyed three times according to a certain pattern, so she still has to be parents. Mashaiki, if she's a tana, only if she was conveyed to a pony. But if she wasn't conveyed to a pony, she doesn't have to be parents. Now, suppose that she is accustomed to sit down in the vicinity of sunrise, but she doesn't know exactly. She doesn't have a watch to figure out exactly whether it's a minute before that or a minute after that. It's in that vicinity. So, what should she do? When is she to be separated from the husband? Is she to be separated from the husband the night before the next, or the day after the next? Both. What is she to do? So there are three sheets. So there are several sheets. I mean, there are two sheets. We will do the Vanessah Hamlet from the Shabbat, the Vanessah Hamlet, the Hamlet, Yeish Masmirin, Yeish Machirin, Leis, Chotolayin, the Cholalayin. You could expect three shikas. One shikas says both, one shikas says the night, one says the day. You could expect three shikas. But the fact is, there are two mentions to shikas. So, Yeish Machirin Leis Chokolayin Cholalayin. The Yeish Machirin Shinasu Elabiyayin. The Yahu Kibibre Amatir. Now, the reason that you, because from certain Shemi, it's Mashma, they say. Some Rishonim say that she is not a soul, only she is not a soul of Yehi, but not the liar. Why? Because we pass like the Mangoma, Vestes is Israel. The implication being that according to Mandoma, Vestas the Reise, then, now there is one cell that he says that is Machia to give it a so only the aid, not the life. So, only the aid, not the life. So why only the aid, not the life? So he says, because Vestas is the Rabbah. So the implication being, so the Rashbo can say that because the Rashbo Shita is that according to the Mandoma, Vestas is Rabbanon. So the piece is some of the Vestas is also in the Rabbanon. But you can according to the Tanu the Rama, that even if we, even according to Mandoma, some of the Vestas is the Rabbanon. But the piece is some of the Vestas is the Raise, so maybe we should say the Homer. So that's why, you see, I said at first that we should this, and then I said, two sheets. Actually, there are two sheets. But the Torah mentions only two sheets. Why does the Torah mention only two sheets? Because the Torah passes that according to Mandoma, Vestas is Rabbanon, so this is something the Vestas is also on the but anything, if we say, like I'm telling the Ramah, that even according to Mandoma, Vestas is Rabbanon, but this is something the Vestas is the answer, so then we should say, Slavic the answer of Hunde. So if you have this subject, whether the Vestas is a minute before the next, or a minute after the next, so she has to be paid, so she has to be paid, she has to be paid both days. Now, so there are 2 days. So one she can use, each machine is called Kolayim, the so that she can holds one of 2 things. Either that she can agrees with Ramatam Shite, that Vestas is the right, so maybe if she has a subject, whether the Vestas is in the night or in the day, so maybe it's the right of the left. So she has to be separated from the husband both the night and the day, or even if this, that Shite can agree with the Shite. So that Shite can agree with the Shite's Rishayim, that Vestas itself, the you know, this is some of the best of it's only a smart, it's only started worship for it's only the Rabbanon. So, Sveki Rabbanon will pull it, but then the question is this, we can only say Sveki Rabbanon will pull it if we have a reason as to why we should say this or that. But if there is no reason to say this or that, so we just don't toss a coin. We just don't toss a coin and say, heads, night, tails, day. I mean, that we don't do. So in other words, so whenever there is a subject of Rabbanon and there is a part of disaster, so then we say the Chumet. Because we cannot say the Chumet, because we cannot say the Chumet both, because then it's a part of disaster and certainly the Anisha. So here, can we say the Chumet that she is pretending to be with the husband the night and the day? Then no, then she is certainly doing the Anisha. Why should we say the night? Why should we say the day? My husband. So maybe we have to say the Chumet both. But then there's another shite, the Ayyus. Another shite is the Yeish, Matil, the Ayyus himself mentions. She Nasur or the Yeish, the Yechi Ahu Kidiva Amakel. Kidiva Amakel. Why? Because there is a law that whenever there is, let's say, we have that law in many situations, let's say, if so, let's say, suppose two women, dressed one woman, two women. So they are very poor. So certain hours of the day, one woman dresses then in that robe, and other hours of the day, the other woman dresses in that robe. And then a kesem was found. A kesem was found on that robe. So we can summon it out. So we are very lucky. But if both washing after years happened to be at the time when the kesem was found. So both washing happened to be tailors, so then we cannot say Sveki Rabbanon will pull it. What should we say we pull it? That it's Chohel. Woman number one is Asura. Why not woman number two? Why not Leah? So my husband. So whenever there is a double disaster, so we have to be Mahir in both. We cannot say Sveki Rabbanon. But in case there is a basis, a pragmatic reason as to why we should behave in one, even though it's not a logical reason, just a pragmatic reason, a practical reason. So then we are saying, suppose two women were dressed in the same robe, Kohen and Leah, two women, and then they found the kesem and that robe. But Rochel happens to be the main Midosa anyway. Happens to be the main Midosa anyway. And Leah happens to be the main Tahara. So then there is a contracted reason as to why you should be tailored. And you should say that get Kesem emanated from Rochel. Because there is a pragmatic reason from the male. So that's the clown. In other words, whenever there is a subject in the Rabbanon, and there is a doubt in Sasra, so we cannot say it. So we have to say a homely one. But if there is a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailored in one rather than the other, we are tailored in the one rather than the other. So the male, that's the other thing. He said, here we don't know whether the Abiyas Dam takes place in Minet before Nets or in Minet after Nets. In Minet after Nets. So then we say, V'yechi ahu kidivrei hamatir. V'yechi ahu kidivrei hamatir. That what, that we are tailored that why? Because there is a reason as to why we should be tailored. Because if we say that she has, because if we say that the Rias Dam takes place in the night time, so that means she'll be as well about. I mean, if the era will be dismantled, and we are assuming that the era will be dismantled, so the male, if we say that the vessel took place in the night, yes, Kogwai, so it's not the reality, so she's not the reality of the ticket in Russia. I mean, she means only that there is a mere sin. So, but, the Rambam is also made in Tzrich of Bika Mithitashi, so that's why in parentheses mentioned Rambam. Gam Eilo, but Rambam mentions in Agoye, Gam Eilo Lahach Yolivik Atzmo, Lo Yifnei Tashmi, Lo Lahach Tashmi, so you even need to make for your parents. So that is two more the high vision. You never leave a post. That's not in accordance with the Rambam. And the contrary, according to the Rambam, so Lahach Tashmi is obligatory, and Kiki Tashmish, why it's not obligatory, but the Holapoches, there is a Midasfides, whereas the Rambam passes, it's even more self, to make a Dike, a Kiki Tashmish, or Lacha Tashmish. But of course, if she does it in short, in Adon Shalom Isas Tashmish, Kol Hamar Dolim Deika, Rezim Shabachas, that means, if she does it, Shalom is provided. So there, of course, she is Mishabachas. Bishas Vesto Toy Rifres Memeno in Lahas. We will show Kreis, Elo Mitashi Shamita Bilbat. Ibu Bie, Peris Memeno Isi Ayun Kule. Afilo in my vessel be safe. Umuta Miyabu Ayo Shalach. Bafilo in my vessel be safe. Umuta Miyabu Ayo Shalach. Vichemi. אם הוא יתחלוס על פרס כל הלילים, הוא מוטה כל הלילה של אופונו. וכן נעדיד אם הוא בלילה, פרס כל הלילה, הוא מוטה בלילים של אופונו, ולאחר, בין שקובו פסד, בגימול פעמים, אוי בפרס. So the פסק of the שפונו הולכים is that the סומך לפסדו implies only the illness of פסד. In other words, if she expects the period in the daytime, so she's asur in the daytime. If she expects it in the nighttime, she's asur in the night time. If she expects it in the daytime, so she is mutelis in the night time before. But there is the shita of the Yozavua, that Sobach Levesko implies not only one Eino, but that Eino when she expects the Rias Dam, and also the Eino before that. In other words, if she expects the Rias Dam in the night, so let's say in the night of the 25th day, so then she is asur on the bylaw, the night of the 25th day, and also the day of the 24th day. And if she expects the Rias Dam in the day of the 25th. So she's assured the Bible not only in the day time, but even the night before that, the night of the 25th as well. That's the Shita of the Azawah, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that. Doesn't pass like that. Now, so that's the Shita of the Azawah. And also the Rabbon. Also the Rabbon. Now, so, all except for the Shach. So the Nesikelim of the Shulchan Aruch, they're not machmir like the Shita of the Rabbon and the Azawah. However, the Shach applies that chumrah, he passes for dinner. The Shita of the Azawah and the Rabbon, that an issue is asur on the Bible, not only in the Eilus HaBesed, but in the Eilus HaKedemes also. But the Shach limits it. He limits it only to the case where the Shach says as follows. As a matter of fact, and he says it as Shach in the Rabbon, he says it's very difficult to assume that the Rabbon would apply a chumrah that is not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara only says some of the rest of the Gemara doesn't say that they are twins. So the Shach says that the Rabbon has reference to a woman, the Rabbon would be made. If a woman is accustomed to see down every 25th day, the sixth hour, let's say, at midnight. At midnight, she's accustomed to have a menstrual flow on the 25th day. So then the Rabbon would be made that she's only asur the night of the 25th day, not the day of the 24th day as well. But many women, they don't have a vessel to see in a particular hour that. But in a particular day, but sometimes it might be in the beginning of the day, sometimes it might be in the middle of the day, sometimes it might be at the end of the day. So vis-a-vis such women, the halacha is that some of the vesto is not only the thing as I said, but the inner before that. Because inasmuch as if sometimes she has at the beginning of the day, so it's the action in some sense, I mean she's not like a clock, that she'll have it exactly that minute. So in the melee she's mechuyev lifcheis the inner before that. And the past. So this is what the Shach says is the Pshat in the Rabbon, and the Pasuk is like the Rabbon. So the Shach is the only one who is machmir for the Shita. Like this, the Mechaber and the Rabbon, I mean, so they are not machmir for the Shita. But the Shach explaining the Rabbon that way, so the Pasuk is like the Rabbon. Now he says, the last few lines in Siv Zayin. So, in the middle of the Rabbon, the Vatiyai in Yeshua Beset Kavua, Yeshua Beset Liris Leilom Bitchilose, or Yeleilom Bemziose, Yeleilom Bisinfe, in Tzorach Lifri Shalei Se Ayin, Gelui Lefom, Ubuhoch Ayin Abishas Opos. Otherwise, the Rabbon would be very difficult. The Gemara doesn't mention twins, so let the Gemara mention twins. So Avon, the Gilo Viles Begay, they will show a floor, that we pomin with Chelose, we pomin with Ziose, we pomin with Sot, same thing, in Kim Kolayim Vesto. We don't make Kilohoyo Vesto Kolayim. Vada is the Isha Shevesto Kolayim, Tzri Cholifres Kolayo Shalifon. Uvoche Mayro Yozabua. Uvozem Yushef Shapia Mashik Shabes Yosef, the Yozabua. נגד השס, ופי הנזדאי כאילו הייצי להריץ השס משקוסף. גם הפח כוסף שמשמע, שהיום ידבר בשם נגד כאוזרוע, וגם בעדו יש הרדור הסימזייר, הייני דימו יאוזרוע, מסכונו, וכן כוסף מסבחתה של מריו, בשם מריו. So in other words, the Shach passes like the Chite, but he applies it to a case where she doesn't have any definite show, where she has the vessel. But any show of the day, so then since they are the three of big things, even they know prior to it. Now, I just want, I mentioned, so this will save you a lot of time, but you should go over every task and every shot, even if you don't go over inside. So, but you should go over it.